Sunday School. 大家好，大家好。Everyone.
大家好。
Praise the Lord.
主啊。
I'm not sure if you remember last week's sermon.
我不确定你是不是还记得上一周的讲道呢。
Anyway, welcome.Thank you for being here. I know today's difficult.
我知道今天交通很麻烦的，你们能到这里，非常谢谢你们。
I had to take the bus.
我需要自己坐公交来的。
Now I know how difficult it is to get to church.
所以我知道来教会有多么难了。
So those of you who took a bus.
所以你们那些来坐公交来的人。
The Lord bless you.
神祝福你啊。
Amen. Hallelujah. Last week I was talking about everyone having a gift.
我们上周提到每个人都有恩赐
and that we belong to the body of Christ.
我们都属于神的教会肢体
God has given us gifts.
神给了我们恩赐
The gifts can feel natural.
也许会觉得很自然的就有些恩赐天生的
Or it could be a supernatural gift.
或者你会觉得是超自然的
Some gifts are both supernatural and natural.
很多时候其实两者都有既有超自然也有非超自然
If God has given you a gift of singing,
比如说，如果有人给你，神给了你这样唱歌的恩赐
，a supernatural and a natural gift.
那可能是你有天然的，但是也有超天然的。
God give you a prophetic gift.
如果神给你一个先知的恩赐
，a supernatural gift.
那这个就是超自然的恩赐。
But did you know the gift that God has given you?
那你知不知道神所给你的恩赐
？It is what I call the vessel gift.
说我来，对我来说，这叫做器皿的恩赐。
It is something that.Belongs to you.
是专门属于你这个器皿的。
Because God made you that way.
因为神特别把你这个器皿造成了这种特别适合这个恩赐的。
For example, if God hasn't given you a voice,
如果神给了你一个声音，美好的声音
，a nice voice,
很好听的声音
，no matter how you sing,
那不管你怎么个唱法
，how gifted you are,
不管你有怎么的有恩赐
，you won't sound nice.
你都不会那么好听。
Amen.
Amen.
So the gift that God has given you,
所以神所给你的恩赐。
Not only is there to bless the church,
不光是来祝福教会的
but to bless your life,
也是来祝福你自己的生命的
because that very gift could also make you successful.
因为这样的恩赐可以能让你很成功
Imagine if you were a counselor,
如果你是一个顾问
a psychiatrist,
或者是一个心理学的人
and you have the prophetic anointing.
所以你就会需要你会懂这种属灵上面的恩赐
You know people's heart already.
你可以有这种先知性的恩赐也知道人的心
That would take the medical profession.A long time to discern what's wrong with a person.
这些可能你这样的恩赐啊，可能超越了医学的恩赐，连医学可能都不发达到知道这种东西。
If you got a gift of an evangelist,
所以如果你有传福音的恩赐的话
，being a salesman is easy for you.
那你要是想当一个卖东西的这个营销员，那就很容易了。
What I'm trying to say is that God has not left us.Alone.
神并没有把我们留下
None of us are useless.
不会让我们觉得是无用的
It is only because the world does not demand all the gifts.
因为只是这个世界可能不需要这么多的恩赐
But none of us are useless.
但是我们中间没有一个人是无用的
God has made us important.
神让我们都变得很重要
Every single one of us have a purpose.
每个人的生命中都有一个目的
That's why God gave you a gift.
这是为什么神给了你一个恩赐
God giving you a gift of making money, God bless you.
如果神给了你的恩赐是让你赚很多钱
Make sure you
神祝福你啊。
Make plenty of money and share it out.
那你记得要赚很多很多的钱，然后有分享哦。
Amen.
Amen.
So none of us are useless.
所以我们中间没有无用的人。
So you need to know what your gift is.
你需要知道你的恩赐是什么。
And one of the easiest ways to find out is that it is easy for you.
那其实对你来说，你怎么知道我有什么恩赐呢？就找自己最容易做的一件事情，你就知道。
Effortless for you.
你会发现你做的很轻松，都不费力的。
So if God called you to be a prophet, it is effortless for you to hear Him.
比如说，神要是叫你成为了一个先知，你可能听到神就很容易的。
The rest of us have to really learn.
那我们这些没有先知恩赐的人，就会使劲学习，要很难赶上。
But each one has something that is effortless for you.
所以你的生命中总有一些你做来特别轻松的事情。
And that's what your gift is.
这个就是你的恩赐。
Amen. It doesn't mean that's the only gift you have.
并不是说这是你唯一的恩赐。
You can acquire more gifts.
你也许还有很多其他的恩赐可以获得。
From the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵来获得更多。
Or you could develop other gifts.
你也可以自己去发展，自己去学习。
Through education and others.
借着教育呀，各种方式也能够学到的。
But I call them secondary.
但是我叫他们是二级的一种恩赐。
You have to learn. You have to work towards them.
是这种你要专心学习，要主动去。操练才能得到的。
So if you haven't been given a good voice,
如果你有一个天生的好声音
you can learn to sing better.
如果你没有天生的好声音，那你就要好好的去学习唱歌的技巧。
But it's unfair because some people are born with a beautiful voice.
但是也可能很不公平哦，因为有人可能天生声音就很好听。
Amen. You can learn to run fast.
你可以想学着去跑快一点。
But there's a limit how fast you can go if you're short.
但是如果你要是个子矮的话，你可能发你怎么跑也跑不了那些长腿的人快。
But you will never run faster than someone who's tall.
那些比你腿长的人，他们就怎么都会跑得比你快。
Do you see? No matter.
你发现没有
？How hard you work, you can't be any taller.
不管你怎么怎么的努力，你也不可能再长高了。
So don't compare yourself with another.
所以你千万不要把自己跟别人去比较。
Just appreciate what you have.
要欣赏自己里面所有的。
And we need each other.
我们也需要彼此。
To make up all the different colors.
让我们的多彩斑斓，我们教会里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember my brother saying to me, "Oh, what gift have I got?"
我记得我的弟弟有问过我，哎，我到底有什么？
My 弟弟 my 哥哥
我哥哥告诉我，我到底有什么恩赐呀
？I said to my brother, you know, your gift is cooking.
我说你的恩赐就是你做饭好吃。
I said you will make a fantastic worship leader in the ancient church.
我说如果是在古老的教会当中啊，你肯定是最好的敬拜带领者。
Because when people went to the temple, they went there to eat.
因为那些时候的人去到殿堂就是去吃饭去了。
So the worship leaders were the chefs.
所以那些敬拜者都是做饭给他们吃。
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See how things change.
看看事情是怎么发展变化的。
So we all got gifts.
所以我们每个人都有恩赐。
But what's the purpose?
那你有这个恩赐的目的是什么呢
？In order to understand our purpose.
为了是明白我们自己有这个恩赐的目的。
We need to understand the purpose of the church first.
我们先要明白肢体的那个目的是什么
？Because the purpose of the church is the same purpose as yours.
因为教会肢体的目的就是你自己的得到恩赐的目的。
And today I want to tell you, the purpose of the church has the same ministry as Christ when he was here on earth.
所以今天我要告诉你的是，教会的事工和以前主在世的事工是一样的。
It is a ministry that is best described as a deliverance ministry.
那这种事工呢，我也叫它是释放的事工。
Setting the captives free.
让被掳的得释放。
And today I want to talk about the deliverance.Being more of liberation rather than redemption.
那我今天所讲的这种释放，更多的是一种得自由，而不是得救赎。
The redemption belongs to Christ.
那种救赎的工作已经基督做了。
But we can do the same as what He did in liberating the captives.
但是我们还是可以像基督一样，可以释放人。
And the deliverance ministry of the church has to be seen that way.
教会的事工必须要看成是释
放的事工。You're there to liberate somebody.
你是在那里去释放人。
And what does that tell you?
那这个告诉你什么呢
？Means we are soldiers.
告诉你，你我是士兵。
Amen.
军人。
We are an army.
我们就是一个军队。
You are a soldier.
你是一个士兵。
I'm a soldier.
我也是士兵。
In Christ.
在基督里的士兵。
Why do you need an army?
你为什么需要一个军队呢
？One is to defend your country.
一是保护你自己的国家。
But that's the wrong mentality for the Christian.
但是作为基督徒来这么想的话
，You see, we always believe the armor of Christ and being a soldier is to defend the enemy.
我们老是以为我们穿着属灵的军装是为了防御敌人的攻击。
I believe we should.Turn it around and see it the other way.
我觉得我们应该换一个方式，换一个角度来想。
Why do you need an army?
你为什么需要一个军队啊
？It's because you need to liberate a country.
因为你需要让一个国得释放。
Because the people there are being captured.
因为那个国已经被掳了。
And so we should see ourselves not defending the enemy, being a soldier, but to liberate those who are under captivity.
所以我们应该不应该？ 消极的觉得只是在防御的一个工作，而是积极的去帮助一个国家的释放。
So we shouldn't be waiting for the enemy to attack us. We should attack the enemy to liberate others.
我们不需要消极的等待魔鬼来攻击我们，而是我们主动的去攻击那个在需要释放的人。
If you want to know your purpose, then ask this question, what would a soldier do?
所以我们再来问一问，那士兵到底是做什么的？
If you ever lost, if you ever have a query, what shall I do in this situation?Ask yourself this question, what would a soldier do?
如果你要自己问问题，我在现在这个问当中，事情当中，我应该怎么做呢？你就问一问，士兵会怎么做？
That's why it is wrong to describe the church as a hospital.
所以啊，千万别把教会形容成一个医院。
And it's why the church cannot be a leisure boat, a cruise ship.
也不能说只是一个那种游艇，就是我们在上面都玩的，社交的。
Amen?We are in a lifeboat.
我们是在一个救生圈、救生艇上面。
We're in the business of rescue.
我们的救生艇上的工作是去救
人。We are in a warship.
我们应该是去救人。
Amen.
是打征战的救人。
If you see that, then suddenly you begin to understand why God gave me a gift.
如果你看到这个，你就会想到哦，原来为什么神要给我这样的恩赐。
God not just giving you tools, He's giving you weapons.
他给的你，神给你的可不是工具，他给的你是武器。
And we as a church need to rise up in today to realize we are a soldier.
所以我们作为教会，我们第一个要认识到的就是我们是士兵。
God saved us in order to draft us into His kingdom.
神救了我们，让我们进入了他的国度。
And He is a man of war.
神自己就是战神。
But there is a difference between our war and today's wars in the world.
那我们现在说的这种征战，当然跟我们说的以前的那种世上的二战是不一样的。
Our war is that it's legally already won.
我们所要征战的呀，其实已经得胜了。
So we are there to go and collect.
我们只是去支取那个得胜
to liberate others.
我们只是让其他的人也去支取然后得释放
and we call that the deliverance ministry.
所以我们叫这个为释放施工
If you are sick,
如果你生病了
you need healing.
你需要医治
healing is deliverance.
医治也是释放
If you are bound by the enemy,
如果你被魔鬼捆绑了
if you are demon oppressed,
如果你被鬼附了
You need to be set free.
你也需要得释放。
That's deliverance.
这个叫做释放，施工。
If you have a lot of pain in your heart,
如果你的心里面很疼痛，
you need to be set free.
你也是需要得释放。
If you need a job,
如果你需要一个工作，
you need someone to deliver you.
你也需要一个人来释放。
The person who delivers you is the one who gives you a job.
这个释放你的人就是那个给你工作的人。
No matter what you look at.
不管你看的是什么
Every single one of our problems
我们生命中的每一个问题
needs deliverance
都需要释放
Correct? Does everybody agree with me?
大家同意吗
So therefore, if your gift is in counseling
如果你的最擅长的事情就是去安慰人
You are delivering a person
你其实在释放他们
If youif your job is an evangelist, you are delivering somebody.
如果你的恩赐是传福音，其实你也是在释放他们。
Whatever ministry, even in teaching, you are setting people free from wrong doctrine.
如果你是一个老师、教师，那你还是在释放人，因为你把他们从错误的教导中释放出来。
You're bringing revelation.
你把新的启示给他们。
To set people free.
让人得释放。
Every aspect of what you see Jesus do, it is to set the captives free.
凡是你看到耶稣所做的，不管什么样的工作，他都是在做一个释放的施工。
And so in Luke chapter 4, verse 16, we read.
所以我们来读读路加福音四章十六节。
So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and his custom was he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read.
耶稣来到拿撒路，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照着他素常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。
You see, the Jewish people, even today,
犹太人，哪怕今天的犹太人，
they read the Bible together.
他们都一起读圣经的。
There is a reading plan.
他们有一个读经计划的。
Every single day, the entireJewish population around the world read exactly the same portion of scripture. 每
一天，不管这个犹太人住在世界的哪个地方，他们都在同一时间读同一章经文。
I wish the church can learn from that.
我希望我们教会也可以这样做。
Amen. So that particular day,
所以那一天
they were reading Isaiah.
他们在读以赛亚书。
Now, just before that, Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days and triumphed over the devil in his temptation.
那这个事情的前文就是耶稣在他进了那个 wilderness 那个荒原里面，然后他们在里头，他有三次的试探。
And before that, Jesus was baptized in water, and the Holy Spirit came on him.
然后在之前呢，耶稣是在水里面受了洗，然后圣灵来到他的身上。
So he left the wilderness in power.
所以他离开了旷野，蛮有能力。
So he went back to Nazareth to his local synagogue.
这个时候呢，他就去到了拿撒路，就是他自己。
And that very day,
然后他在他出生的地方。
When Jesus wanted to launch his ministry.
当他准备开始他的施工的时候
they read exactly that scripture.
他们就在那一天正好就要读这一章经文
That's why God is in control.
所以啊神看这么的有安排
There are no coincidences.
没有任何的偶然
We believe life is random. It's not.
我们觉得生命好像是偶然根本就不是
In that randomness,
在这种偶然当中
God is in control.
神一直都在掌权
Amen.Although we see evil as well as good,
我们可能看恶和善都一样
that doesn't mean that God has let go.
但是并不代表神就会放手
God knows exactly what's going on in our life.
神知道我们生命中的各个事情
That's why bringing events together is near impossible.
所以要把各样的事情都放在一起是不可能的
One day,
有一天
just so happen you meet a person.
就是你突然会碰到一个人
just so happenYou receive a phone call.
你可能正好接到一个电话
An email.
突然收到一封邮件
That could change your life.
这个可能就会改变你的生命了
That is not random.
这个不是偶然的
It's been ordered by God.
这个都是在神的掌控之中
So these people were reading that exact scripture.
所以这个时候殿堂里的人正在读这一个以赛亚书的经节
You see, throughout the Bible, throughout the gospel, Jesus never declared himself as God.
所以在圣经里面耶稣从来没有直接说我是神这三个字
He never called himself God
他从来没有直接的这么说过
Because Jesus left it to the revelation of the Father
因为他想把这个成为父的启示让人去知道
So that day when he was reading Isaiah was to reveal to the world that he is the Messiah
所以那一天他在读以赛亚书是让世人知道他就是那个以赛亚
It was at that point that people began to speakput two to connect that he is the Messiah.
那个时候他就是给大家一个机会让你们能够联系上哦原来他就是那个弥赛亚。
That's why he asked Peter, who do people say that I am?
这是为什么他当时问彼得说你觉得别人说我是谁
Peter said, some say that you are Elijah.
彼得回答说有的人说你是以利亚。
Some say that you are John the Baptist.
也有人说你是施洗约翰。
And then, but who do you say that I am?
然后耶稣就问你觉得我是谁呢
He said, you are Christ,
然后他说
the Son of the living God.
彼得说你是基督是神的儿子
And you remember what Jesus said?
你记不记得基督说什么
Man has not revealed that to you, but my Father in heaven.
耶稣说人不会给你这样子的启示是我的父给你这样的启示
That's how people knew that Jesus is the Son of God.
这就是怎么样人能发现哦原来他神耶稣是神的儿子
Not through his declaration, but through the revelation of God.
不是通过耶稣自己宣告的而是借着这样子的这种启示发现的
So that day in the synagogue was a big day.
所以那天在殿堂里面就是一个大事
It was when God was going to reveal to Israel the Messiah has arrived.
所以那个时候的耶稣要跟全以色列来彰显说这个他就是那个弥赛亚终于到了
And so verse 17 said, and he was handed, remember he didn't go and pick it, he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
17节有人把以利亚先知的书交给他他就打开找到一处写着
That was their reading for that day.
这个正好就发生了他们在那一天要读那个章节。
And verse 18 said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
18节说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我宣告。
Every Jew knew what Isaiah meant.
所有的犹太人都知道弥赛亚意味着什么。
It meant that a Messiah will come.
就是说弥赛亚会来。
That he will be anointed by the Holy Spirit.
他来的时候会有主的灵在他身上。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, he is called Christ.
他叫基督。
And we are called Christians.
我们叫基督徒。
基督徒。
Christ and Christians.
So what is the difference?
这两者有什么区别吗？
徒。
徒就是 followers, 这个是一个区别。就在中文里面加了一个 followers, 加了一个徒。
So what does a 徒 do?
What does the follower do?
Follow Jesus.
徒的意思就是要去跟随耶稣。
And they do what Jesus does.
要做耶稣所做的。
对不对？
对不对？ Yes or no?
Amen. So he is Christ.
所以他是基督。
We are follower of Christ.
我们是基督的跟随者。
Does it say believer?
他说了相信的人吗？
No.
不是的。
You are either a disciple or you're not.
你要么就是你的门徒，要么就不是。
Hallelujah! There is no such a thing as an extra category today.
今天我们不能再开一个后门说，你信就行了，不跟随。
Just the same, that there is only soldiers, no civilians.
这里面我们就是在讲，只有士兵，没有那些其他的。
God called you into an army.
没有任何的平民。
Not into a leisure boat.
我们的是一个救生艇，不是一个游艇。
This is a lifeboat.
我们在的是救人生命的。
God never died so that we can cruise around for the rest of our lives.
神从来不是死的原因是。
For the rest of our lives, just relax.
只是要为了让我们能够就是享受生活了。
Hallelujah. Are you going to come back next week?
你们下一周还会回来吗？听我这么讲。
I am a soldier, you are a soldier.
我是士兵，你也是士兵。
In Christ.
在基督里。
And in my hands there is a gift.
在我的手里有一个恩赐。
That's easy for me.
这个对我来说很容易。
And I'm going to use it to deliver.
我要用这个我觉得最容易做的一件事情去释放。
Because Christ delivers, so I deliver.
因为基督可以叫人得释放，那我也可以。
Because why? Because he is Christ.
因为他是基督。
And I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Christ.
我是基督徒，是跟随者。
He is the Messiah.
他是弥赛亚。
And I'm a disciple.
我是他的门徒。
Amen. He is a man of war. I'm also a soldier.
他是战神，所以我是他的士兵。
He is the King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
He is the Lord of Lords.
他是万主之主。
Amen. Hallelujah. That's why God left us here.
所以神把我们留在地上了。
We're here as an army to continue to do the work that He did.
我们在地上继续当神的士兵，来继续主所做的工作。
That is to set the captives free.
就是让被掳的得释放。
That's why the devil wants you to believe in a civilian leisure cruise gospel.
所以呢，敌人最想让你所信的福音，就是你是一个普通的平民啊，或者你是只是在游艇上面享受生活的这种基督徒。
If that's the case,
如果这个是你的认知的话
，Jesus would have taken you up to heaven straight away after you believe.
那耶稣还不如你一信的那天就赶快把你接上天去。
So why do you think he left you here?
那他为什么要把你留在地上，没把你接上天呢
？And then everybody gives all kinds of explanation.
然后每个人就开始发挥呀，给各样子的建议和解释。
If you ever get asked that question, you just reply like this.
如果有人问你这样的问题，你就这么回答。
Jesus left me here because there's work to be done.
耶稣把我留在地上，是因为还有工作没有做完。
And that work involved fighting.
那这个工作里面有一个工作就叫做征战。
Not fighting my family.
不是跟我的家里人打仗。
fighting the enemy.
是跟敌人征战。
So that my family can be delivered.
所以我的家人可以得释放。
So that my body can be delivered.
所以我的身体也得释放。
My society can be delivered.
我的圈子也得释放。
Everything about me, about you, is about deliverance.
所以关乎我和我周围的一切都得释放。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So.Did we receive an anointing?
那我们有没有得到一个恩赐?
If Christ was anointed, we are also anointed.
如果基督都有主的灵在他身上，那我们肯定也是有恩赐。
So when the Holy Spirit came on us, it's not so that we can have goosebumps.
所以主来到我们这里不是让我们有起鸡皮疙瘩。
Not so that we can make us feel good.
就让我们觉得哎呀，感觉真好。
It's so that we are charged up for more fighting.
其实的目的就是让我们更加被充电被充满然后继续征战
Hallelujah It's so simple
很简单
When I first became a Christian in my first year
在我当基督徒的第一年
I was stirred and stirred and stirred in my heart
我的心里一直在被搅动着
I felt restless
我觉得很不平安
I said God what's going on
我问主为什么呀
And the more I was stirred the more I was desperate to knowWhat is my ministry?
我越是搅动，我就越是想知道我到底要为主做什么样的事工。
You see, I get asked that question a lot by people. Pastor, can you pray for me? Because I want to know what my ministry is.
我经常会被人要求这样祷告，说牧师啊，请为我祷告，因为我不知道我的事工是什么。
What most people want to hear is God called you to be a rich man.
很多人很想听到的就是，嗯，神呼召了你，让你当富有的人。
You're going to be the next Bill Gates.
你会成为下一个比尔盖茨。
That's what people want to hear.
这都是一般人就很巴不得我说这样的话。
Or you're going to be the next great evangelist.
或者你要跟他说你会将成为一个伟大的
传福音者。You're going to be the next Benny Hinn.
你会成为下一个布永康。
Benny Hinn.
布永康。
Benny Hinn.
Oh, Benny Hinn.
Benny Hinn.
没中文，叫 Benny Hinn.
And so that's what people want to hear.
所以所有的人都想听这样的话语。
And that's what I want to hear.
我也想听这种话语。
So I decided to pray.
所以我就开始祷告。
I said, Lord, what is it that you want to say to me? What ministry do I have?
我说主啊，你就跟我说吧，你我到底要做什么？什么事工为你？
I was only a Christian for a few months.
我那个时候其实刚当基督徒才几个月。
So I went to bed that night in my hall's residence, and then in the middle of night I was woken up.
那天我在我的寝室里面，我就突然半夜里醒来。
I still remember, I put on the light.
我赶快打开灯。
I said, Lord, you're going to speak to me.
我说主啊，你要跟我说话是吗？
You've done it before.
你以前也这么跟我说过话的。
So I just do the old trick.
我就
open the Bible randomly.
我就又用我的以前的那种老方式，唰就随便打开一下圣经，看看哪个经文出来。
Because I thought that's how God speaks to people.
因为这个就是我知道的，神就这么跟人说话的。
As a new Christian, I had no other way.
作为一个新基督徒，我是什么都其他也不会呀，只有这个办法。
I thought that's what the Bible is for.
我觉得好像圣经就是干这个用的。
You open it randomly, and God speaks to you.
你就随便乱翻一页，然后就看看那句话是要讲什么。
So I opened it randomly.
所以我当时就随便的乱翻了一页。
And as I opened it, it came to Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
然后我当时一打开就看到了路加福音四章十八节。
These very verses.
就是刚才我们所读的经
文。When I read it.
我当时一读
I rejoice.
我心里喜乐
That ministry that God has given me It is the same ministry It is the same work It is the continuous work Of what Christ started on the earth
原来神给我的这个事工就是基督一直在做曾经在做现在还要继续做的事工
And that is to set the captives free
就是让被掳的得释放
From that day onwards In my entire lifeI've always followed that same principle.
所以从那一天以后，我每天就按照同样的方式活着。
When I'm preaching,
当我去讲道的时候
，I'm trying to set the captives free.
我也是一直想着说是要被掳的
释放。When I'm teaching,
当我在教导的时候
，It may take 2 hours, 3 hours.
也许要花2到3个小时。
When I'm talking to you,
当我跟你讲话时
，It may go on for several hours.
我也会讲好几个小时。
Why?
为什么？
Because I'm trying to set you free.
因为我希望能够让被掳的得释放。
When I'm praying,
当我祷告时
When I'm talking,
当我跟你讲话时
When I'm giving,
当我给你东西时
When I'm donating money,
当我捐钱给你时
I'm trying to set the captives free.
我都是为了叫被掳的得释放。
It was a very simple principle that I followed.
所以就是这么简单的一个施工是我一直所做的。
And it worked for me.
对我来说很管用。
And I encourage you.
所以我也鼓励你们
to do the same.
做同样的事情。
Your purpose is to set the captives free.
你的事工也是做释放的事工，叫被掳的得释放。
Because the church's purpose is to set the captives free.
作为教会也是叫被掳的得释放。
Why the Holy Spirit came on me?
为什么圣灵来到我身上？
Why am I speaking in tongues?
为什么我要讲方言？
Because one.
一。
God called me to set the captives free.
神教我要我叫被掳的得释放。
Second reason.
第二。
God called me to set the captives free.
神呼召了我，还是叫我要被掳的得释放。第三个原因。
God called me to set the captives free.
神又呼召，还是在说要被掳的得释放。
Amen. There is no other reason why God left us here.
要不然神把我们丢在地上，留在地上干什么呀？
That's why when He comes back, we meet who? We meet a conquering king.
当耶稣回来的时候，我们要跟什么样的耶稣见面？
Jesus does not come back in a leisure boat.
耶稣可不会是坐在游艇中间回来的。
Amen. He does not come back with loads of Rolls Royces, loads of Lamborghinis. He comes back with an army.
耶稣回来的方式是带着军队回来的，可不是带着各种花呀被人欢迎着回来的。
Because we are part of that army.
因为我们就是这个军队之一。
God chooses the imagery of the Bible carefully.
神让我们看这个经文非常小心。
He could have come back as a bridegroom.
他可以作为一个新郎回来。
No, but what it portrays in Revelation that he comes back as aConquering king.
但是在启示录里面我们看见他是一个得胜王的心态回来、
Why?
形象回来。
Because the entire earth needs redemption. It needs deliverance.
因为整个世界那时候都需要释放，需要救赎。
Let me ask you.
让我问问你。
Does London need deliverance?
你觉得伦敦需要释放吗？
Definitely.
当然要。
Does your life need deliverance?
你的生命需要释放吗？
Yes, there are areas I need deliverance. Does your family need deliverance?
当然，你和你的家人，包括我和我的家人，我们都需要释放。
Does your husband need deliverance?
你的丈夫需要释放吗？
Definitely.
肯定是啊。
Does your wife need deliverance?
你的妻子需要得释放吗？
Most assuredly, most definitely.
我不能再确定地告诉你，当然是啊。
Hallelujah.We all need deliverance.
我们都需要得释放。
That's why your gift is to deliver me, deliver your neighbor, to deliver London.
所以你的工作是释放这个，释放那个人，释放伦敦，每个人都释放。
Hallelujah. Verse 18b says, He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty.To the captives and recovery of the sight of the blind and set the liberty those who are oppressed to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
被掳的得释放，失明的得看见，受压迫的得自由，宣告神悦纳人的喜年。是十八节到十九节。
You read that verse.
你读这个经文。
Doesn't that tell you it's deliverance?
这个看到了，你看到了释放吗？
Liberty,
看到了自由吗
Captives,
看到了得被压迫的得自由吗
Recovery,
你看到了失明的得看见吗
Liberty of the oppressed,
你看到了压迫的得自由这些字眼吗
Deliverance,
这个就是释放
Until when?
直到什么时候啊
Until the acceptable year of the Lord when he comes back.
直到神的再来叫悦纳人的喜年
You see, the Lord, the war is now, not when Jesus comes back.
那这个征战是现在，不是等耶稣来了再跟你一块打仗。
This is why we need to get away from this false teaching, saying, "Oh, well, the world needs to get darker. It needs to be so depressed that Jesus comes back and then conquer the enemy." No, Jesus does not come back to conquer the enemy. Jesus is fighting now.
所以啊，你们不要去想说，总是要等着耶稣来了以后，哦，等着整个世界越变越黑暗，越变越黑暗，耶稣来了以后，这才开始打仗。是现在这个征战就已经开始了。
Then why does Jesus come back with an army?
那为什么耶稣回来还带着一群士兵来呢
？It's called a procession.
这是属于他的一群士兵。
To celebrate the victory.
是他们一起来庆祝这
个胜利的。In other words, when Jesus comes back,
所以当耶稣回来
，the war is over.
那个时候其实说征战结束了。
It's just like when the queen died, and her army followed. It's a procession.
就像是我们当时看到女皇逝世的那一天，有很多的军队都跟着她的棺材往前走。后来当王子又重新被立为国王的时候，我们又看到同样的情景，有这么多的士兵都在那里。
They were marching behind the king.
他们都在那里一起阅兵。
Were we going to war?
我们是这样阅兵，是说我们要打仗
吗？No, it was to celebrate the coronation of the king.
那个时候，你们看到的阅兵就是在庆祝王已经成为国王了。
So when Jesus comes back with an army, it's a procession. He's coming back to celebrate a victory.
所以当耶稣基督再来，跟着他的士兵一起再来的时候，他们是在庆祝他们的胜利。
Because the Father say, "Until your enemy become your footstool."
所以父神说，直到敌人成为你的脚凳。
Not until the earth is such a mess that you have to come back and sort it out, my son.
不是说哦，这个世界越来越黑暗，越来越糟糕，然后哎呀，糟到不行了，儿子，这个我的儿子啊，赶快你下去去把他们收拾了吧。
Did you read that verse?
你们读了那个经文吗
？There's no such a verse.
没有这样子的经文的。
Oh, my son, the earth is such a mess. Take the army and go back and conquer.Did it say that? No.
你有看到父神对儿子说，你说，哎呀，儿子呀，你看看这世界变得多黑暗了，只能你能搞定了，你赶快带着士兵去把他们搞定吧。
So who's doing the fighting then?
那是谁在做这个征战
的工作？ How is the enemy defeated?
那些敌人是怎么给打跑的？
Remember, brothers and sisters, this is a spiritual warfare.
这是一个属灵的征战。
Although we see that the world is backsliding, it doesn't mean we are losing the war in the spirit.
虽然我们看到这世上所看到的世界在越来越黑暗，但并不代表我们的属灵的世界越来越黑暗。
How many times have we seen history when people were oppressed, when there were dictators?And yet the church grew and grew and grew, and there were revival.
你们有没有发现，世界越黑暗的时候，基督徒反倒越来越复兴，就是在他们最困难的时候，反倒复兴起来。
That's why everything looks so desperate today.
所以很多事情看似今天很压迫了。
But we should see as that means God is working.
那我们就更加要确信知道神的工作正在发生。
The more oppressed the human being, the people of London are, the more we need a liberator, the more we need a deliverer.
伦敦的人越受压迫，那伦敦的人就更加需要他的释放的这个主。我们
together with Christ,
和基督一起
with the power of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的能力
we will deliver.
我们一起做着释放工作
we do the deliverance.
我们一起来做释放
and it is such a privilege.
多大的特权啊
Ever since I received that scripture,
每当我看到这个经文时
over the years, I saw so many people being delivered.
我这么多年一直就看到各样的人得释放
It makes your life meaningful.
它让你的生命觉得很有目的
Because you can see that person today,
因为你今天可以看到这个人
happy, joyful,serving the Lord because you went with Jesus and delivered that person.
你现在看到那个被释放的人，他现在喜乐了，他侍奉主，你就知道当时是你和基督一起做的。
Sometimes you literally have to go to the place and deliver the.
有的时候你还要主动的去到一个地方做这个释放的工作。
You are doing that work.
你们才是做这个工作的人。
The people that you talk to every day.
你们每天所接触的人。
The people that you work with every day.
你们每天工作一起的人。
You can be a deliverer.
你可以成为这个释放者。
Please don't become an oppressor.
千万自己不要变成一个被压迫者。
Don't end up as a Christian who binds people.
不要成为那个不释放反倒去捆绑人的基督徒。反倒让人被奴役了，被捆绑了。
We should liberate people.
我们的目的不是捆绑人，而是释放人。
That's why we need to study the Bible.
所以我们需要认真的学习圣经。
So that we can liberate people with the truth.
让我们借着真理叫人得释放。
Not end up binding people with false doctrines.
而不是用自己以为的所谓的真理去释放别人。
Hallelujah.
让人家得捆绑。
Amen. That's why God is good.
所以神真好。
God is good.
神真好。
And so in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8,
再看以弗所书的第四章八节
Paul repeats this. Therefore he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men.
保罗说这个是保罗当时说的。所以有话说他升上高天的时候掳掠了俘虏将各样的恩赐赏给人。
So Christ ascended.
所以耶稣升上高天。
What is he doing when he ascends?
他在升高天的时候在干什么呢？
So one of the purpose why he ascended.
他当时要升天的一个目的就是
According to this.
按照这个经文来说
So that he sets captives free.
他是掳掠了俘虏。
Why is it that Christ can set captives free today?
为什么基督还是说我可以照样掳掠俘虏？
Because he's sitting on the throne.
因为他还在神的右手边。
All authority.
所有的权柄。
All power.
所有的能力。
Has been given unto him.
都在他身上。
And then he says to the church.
然后他对教基督对教会说
，Come into the leisure boat.
来到我的艇上来。
Did he say that?
他有说到我的游艇上来这么的话吗？
Did anyone read that scripture?
你们有在经文上读到来我的游艇上
吗？ No, he said go.
他说没有，他反倒是说不要来，要去，要去到各国。
And so we look at Mark chapter 16.
让我们来看看马可福音十六章。
Is he Mark chapter 15?
马可福音
16, verse 15 to 16.
马可福音十六章十五节到十六节。
Now Matthew chapter, sorry, Mark chapter 16.There are a lot of controversies.
那在马可福音十六节里面有很多矛盾之处。
Some people believe verses 9 to 20 it was not part of the original scripture.
也有人说九到第十节到二十节呢，可能不是原文。
When you come across such a difficulty,
当你看到有这样的问题的时候
，ask yourself this question.
你自己问自己这个问题。
Does verse 9 to 20 make any sense?
你看看从第九节到二十节是不是真的有什么特别的意义？
The question is yes.
当然是有意义的。
Is it consistent with the rest of the Bible?
你再读读，你发现它跟圣经里面其他的部分是不是一致的？
And the answer is yes.
但是我告诉你是一致的。
So therefore,
所以
should verse 9 to 20 belong to the Bible?
你要是要争论第九到第二十节到底属不属于圣经呢？
Absolutely.
是的。
Because it contains some of the most important verses.
因为在九到二十中间有一非常重要的讯息给我
们。So don't let anybody who thinks they know the Bible put you off by telling you, oh, don't read this bit, it didn't belong to the original Bible. You just say to you, get behind me, Satan, in Jesus' name.
千万不要有人来这样子迷惑你，对你说啊，不要读九到二十节，这个不是圣经里面该有的经节，你就说撒旦退我后面去。
And so he says, and he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
第十五节说，耶稣对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Is that the truth?
这是真理吗？
Did God tell us to go to the world?
是不是神跟我们说要到世
上去？ Did he tell us to baptize people?
是不是他告诉我们要为人受洗？
Absolutely.
真是的。
That's what we need to do.
这就是我们需要做的。
No excuse.
没有什么借口。
Amen. He didn't say.
他没有说。
Come up to me, my brethren.
他没有说，弟兄们，来到我这边来。
Come into this luxurious five-star hotel.
来到我这个五星级的酒店吧。
Into this wonderful cruise ship.
让我到我这个很爽的这种游艇上面来吧。
And rest your weary legs.
然后把你的劳累的腿放抬起来，休息休息。
He says, "Go."
他说没有，他是说去。
Go.
耶稣说的是去。
Amen. Hallelujah.You see, every time when I see the word go,
每次当我看到“去”这个字的时候
I fear that God may add a D there. God. Every time when I see go, I see God.
Oh God. 我有很多时候我会看到那个“去”字跟“神”字，因为英文里面就差一个字母，所以很容易把他们俩看到。
Every time when I see go, God, oh, better go.
我每次一看到走去的那个字的时候，我就老想，呀神，呀是神叫
我去。Every time when I see God, I see good.
我每次看到神这个字的时候，我又很容易把它跟那个好那个英文又混在一起，因为也只差一个字眼。
Do you have that problem?
你们有这种问题吗
？When I see go, I see God. When I see God, I see good.
我每次讲到去的时候，我就看到神；讲到神的时候，我就看到很好。
Because I always see God as good.
因为我总是觉得神很好。
I always see go as God.
我老是觉得去就是神，走就是神。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, He said go.
所以这里面我看到了那个去字。
To do what?
去干嘛呀?
He said, and these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons and will speak with new tongues.
第十七节，信的人将有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。
赶鬼 is that deliverance?
赶鬼是不是释放的工作？
And then right in verse 18, they will also take up serpents and they will drink anything deadly.It will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
十八节说，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也不会受害。手按病人，病人就好了。
If it was written for the Chinese only, it would say, they shall take up serpents and if they are polite to you, you may have to eat serpents. You may also have to eat dogs.
如果这个是中国人写这句话的话，可能会说不是手拿蛇，是要把那蛇拿起来然后煮了吃掉。
In other words,
然后是狗的话，可能也会说拿起来煮了吃掉。
Mean, when you go,
所以当这里面说去的时候，
all sorts of things might happen,
各种各样的事情都会发生。
And it may appear dangerous,
你可能有的看上去还特别的危险。
But God is saying,
但是神在说，
nothing will harm you,
不会，你不会受害。
But instead,
相反，
of being scared.
如果是特别惧怕的话，
See, a lot of people don't go,
很多人都不敢去啊，
because they're scared.
因为他们害怕。
Do you know why they're scared?
为什么他们会害怕呢？
Because thanks to you, mom and dad,
谢谢你爸爸妈妈们。
You've always told your children when they were babies,
因为你总是在他们婴儿的时候就教导他们说，
to fear this and fear that,
让他们要怕这个怕那个，小心这个小心那个。
I'm guilty as well.
我自己也觉得很惭愧。
And so what happened to our children when they grow up?
所以我的孩子长大以后有个什么问题呢？
They fear this and fear that.
他们就会，
they do not fear, they do not want to do anything because they're fearful.
因为他们很害怕这个害怕那个，他们也不敢往前走，就是特别害怕。
We say silly things like, oh, don't go to that Air China Air because it might crash.
因为我会跟他们讲个很傻的事情，就是啊，你千万不要坐那个中国产的飞机哦，它可能会掉下来的。
We say to, oh, mom, I bought a sports car really fast. Oh, be careful, you might crash.
如果孩子跟我说的话，我买了一个运动车，赛车，我特别喜欢。哇，你要小心啊，很容易撞车的。
Do you see everything that is any good, that is anything, we always add, be careful.
那你知道我们当父母的就是一教呢，就是总是叫小心，不管什么事情都是呀要小心哦。
So we brainwash our children to fear everything.
所以我们的孩子呢就被洗脑了，见什么都怕。
So when Jesus said go,
所以耶稣说去。
What happened if I go there and I starve?
哦，我要是去了然后没有食物饿了怎么办？
What happened if I go to China and they kidnap me?
如果我去了中国他们把我绑了怎么办？
I remember when I went to China to plant a church, people say to me, don't go, Pastor, don't go. I seen I was there.
当时我要去中国的时候，就旁边很多弟兄姊妹都跟我说，哎呀，你千万不要去，千万不要去啊。
I went there in the middle of SARS.
我当时是在香港的那个 SARS 病的时候
去的。Remember 2002 to 2003 was SARS.
就是2003年那一段时间，那个 SARS 病很严重。
But God told me to go to China.
然后当时神就跟我说去中国。
But everybody said, Pastor, don't.
所有的人都说千万别千万别。
Number one, you get SARS.
他说一去你会得那个 SARS 的传染病。
I said, thank you for being so kind.
我说谢谢你，你对我真好。
Fear.
然后那个惧怕就来到。
So what I'm thinking is, I'm going to get SARS.
然后我就开始想呀，我会得 SARS 病哦，我会得传染病。
That's one more reason not to go.
那就是又多了一个不想去的原因。
Oh, Pastor, don't go because you don't know China at all.
牧师千万别去啊，你根本不了解中国。
And then some people say, 你会都被卖鸡仔啊，
你会在那里会被别人绑走的，绑架的。
Oh, I'm going to get kidnapped.
啊，我会被绑架的。
You see, don't go to China, you get robbed.
你千万不要去那个地方，因为那个地方你会被偷钱。
Here is God telling me to go, and everybody else who cares tell me not to go.
那神呢就是叫我去中国，可是所有旁边的关心我的人呢就跟我说不要去中国。
Even now, I'm sure people would disagree with me.
我相信哪怕我现在这么说都还会有人觉得不同
意。 Fear is not wisdom.
惧怕不是智慧。
Fear is a bondage.
惧怕是一个枷锁。
Fear is a demon.
惧怕是敌人，魔鬼。
When the Bible tells us to fear the Lord, it doesn't mean frightful fear, it means respect.
当神说让我们敬畏神的那个怕可不是那种惧怕，是让我们敬畏。
Teach our children to be smart.
所以我们教我们的孩子让他们有智慧。
Hey, you got a really powerful car. Respect the car because it's powerful.
哇，你有一个很有能力很厉害的车，你一定要好好的管好这个车。
We should be teaching them to be smart.
我们要教他们怎么样聪明的去管好。
To be wise.
让怎么聪明有智慧。
But not grow up to be paralyzed.
而不是让他们的心灵得到瘫痪。
Oh, I cannot go to that plane just in case it crashed.
哎呀，我今天我不能去坐那个飞机，它会从天上掉下来。
Why do you have so much faith?
你怎么会有这样的信心？飞机会掉下来。你懂我在说什么吗
？Half the time we do not want to be soldiers because from that size all the way here, we have been told this could happen to you, this could happen to you, this could happen.
很多时候我们都不愿意跟神当精兵的原因，就是因为我们从小到大就会有人提醒我们说要小心这个，小心那个，这个可能发生，那个可能发生。
So parents, stop scaring your kids.
所以父母呀，千万别吓着你们孩子了。
Teach them the facts. Teach them the wisdom.
告诉他们智慧，告诉他们事实。
When you see a ghost, teach them not to be afraid.
当他们看到鬼的时候，请你教他们不要害怕。
When my daughter saw a ghost, I said, "Daughter, it's normal."
当我的女儿有一次看到鬼的时候，我就跟她说，很正常啊。
I said, "Dad, what do I do?" Just go back to sleep.
我女儿问我，我要做什么吗？我就说。照样睡觉就好了。
And then when we were in Japan, my daughter said, "Dad, there's a spirit in my room."
然后我们在日本度假的时候，当时我的女儿冲进来说，我的房间里面有一个灵。
You see because we were living near the temple.
因为我们当时呢住的跟日本的那个庙很近。
The night before, suddenly the spirit appeared in my room.
突然呢就在头一天晚上我就感觉到我的房里面有一个灵鬼魂。
I felt there was a hand and there's an arm.
I 能感觉到有一只手按在我的身上，我还想，哎，这是谁的手？
I said, it's an arm.
我后来说，怎么会有一只手呢？
It's a small hand. It's an arm.
有一个很小的手，然后旁边还有一个手臂。
That must be Suzanne.
后来我想，哎呀，可能是我的妻子。
I said, but the arm is going that way.
但是我后来想，哎，不对呀，那个手是往右边指的。可是我的妻子在我左边睡着呀。
And then suddenly I thought, that's not right.
后来我突然想醒起来，觉得哎呀，不对，情况不对。
So it turned out to be a spirit.
后来发现原来真的是一个灵。
And I said, get out here in Jesus' name. Get out here.
然后我就说奉主耶稣基督的名，赶快走。
And then in the morning I said to Suzanne.
然后第二天早上我对我妻子说。
I said, this hotel's got ghosts.
我说这个酒店里面有鬼。
I said, shh, don't tell the children.
我说千万别跟我的孩子们讲。
So then the next day.
然后下一天
text me, "Dad, there's a ghost in my room."
然后我的女儿就开始第二天就给我发短信，爸爸，我的房里面有鬼，我要怎么办？
I said, "It's all right, just leave her alone, just go back to bed."
我就跟她说，你不要理她，你照睡是了。
All the time, I've been trying to tell them, "Don't be afraid of the enemy."
所以我在那个时候，我就在教我的女儿说，不要害怕敌人。
No matter how fearful you are,
不管你有多害怕。
We are sons and daughters of the living God.
我们是这么活神的儿女，怎么可能会有怕？
But don't raise your children. Don't go over there because they are evil spirits. They could kill you.
千万不要跟你的孩子说，嗯，那个地方不干净，
they、
有邪灵，千万别到那个地
方去。Harm you.
他会伤害你的。
And then when you grow up, although I keep saying to you, you are more than conquerors, but you're.Scared.
所以你长大的话就开始矛盾了。你又听到说，哦，我可以战胜所有的一切，可是你又被洗脑过。
We are always afraid.
因为你从小到大你就已经有这个惧怕的种子在你生命中间了。
How are we ever going to win any war when we are afraid of the enemy?
那如果我们这么的害怕敌人，那我们还去打什么仗呢？
When we see a spirit, we run out the other way.
如果我们看到一个灵，我们就赶紧跑到远处去，那就要打什么仗呢？
That's why very few of us will ever see spirits.
所以只有很少部分的人才能看到灵界的东西。
Because we're afraid.
因为我们太害怕了。
But if you are not afraid,
如果你不怕的话，
you got more chance of binding them.
你可能会看到他们，然后捆绑他们。
Of delivering people.
你还可以让人从这个事情上面得释放。
Amen. I remember people came. I was praying for someone once, and they got this problem.
我记得我有一次为人祷告，这个人他就有这个问题。
And then the Lord opened my eyes.
后来神就打开我的眼睛，让我看到。
I saw a dark shadow standing behind that person.
我就看到他这个人的后面有一个黑色的影子。
Now, if I was brought up to be afraid,
如果我从小就是有这种惧怕的灵啊，看到的话，
I would go, "Whoa!"
然后我肯定会说，哎呀呀，怕了。
Ushers, get rid of this person.
赶快让这个人出去。
有鬼呀！
有鬼呀！
No, when I saw it, I said, "In Jesus' name, get out of this person, bind you."
那我当时的反应反倒是奉耶稣基督的名，我捆绑你出来。
And then people would say, Oh, Pastor, why is God only use you to deliver people? Number one.
有人问我说, 为什么牧师, 神只用你来赶鬼做这种事情呢?
Because God tried to use you, but you run the other way.
神其实是想也想用你的, 可是你不是害怕吗? 你跑了。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
we cannot be afraid.
我们不可以惧怕。
That's why a lot of people fail to start their business.
所以很多人都会很, 没有办法开始他们的,
because before you even start,
商店, 他们的生意, 因为他, 你们很多时候都不能开始一个新的生意,
before you start,
你在你开始生意的之前,
people already say to you, what happens if you fail?
人就开始说, 啊, 你要是开始这个生意啊, 你就会怎么怎么, 各种负面的消息说给你听。
Do you understand? You haven't even started. What happens if you fail?
你知道吗? 就当你还没准备开始, 只是有个想法的时候,
I hope you got the point.
我, 你听懂了我想讲的吗?
So when Jesus said go,
所以当耶稣说去,
already,
马上我们头脑里就开始想了,
what happens if I get killed?
要是我去了那个地方被杀了,
what happens if I don't have enough money?
如果我的钱不够怎么办?
What happens if I get shot?
要是又被枪杀了怎么办?
And if God sent me to Africa, what happens if I got eaten?
如果我要是去非洲不小心撞到食人族被吃了怎么办?
And then you say, Lord, are you sure?
然后你就说, 主啊, 你确定吗?
Are you sure that you're telling me?
是你在跟我说话吗?
Do you see?
知道吗?
We decided we can't go.
就是这种思维让我们觉得, 哎呀, 不可能。
Because we can't trust the Lord.
因为我们不相信神。
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why we say in verse 19, it says, so then, after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God.
马可福音16章19节说, 主耶稣和他们说完了话以后, 被接到天上坐在神的右边。
Notice, this is the next verse.
你们看到这是接下来的下一句经文了。
God gave the command.
神先给了这个大使命。
What does he do? He did the disappearing act.
然后他就马上他就消失了。
Was it to say good luck?
耶稣说好像是说, 哎, 祝你好运哈。
And he disappears.
然后他马上就跑掉了。
Is that what Jesus' intention was?
你觉得是不是像耶稣现在所做的,
突然就接上去。 Hold on, God, Jesus, we need you.
然后当门徒说, 哎, 你刚才跟我讲了这么多,
我们正需要你。 There's so many people trying to persecute us, and then you disappear.
这里我们正在受着压迫呢, 然后你就突然消失了。
What kind of master are you?
你是什么样的主人啊?
Amen? Is that what Jesus did?
这是耶稣所做吗?
Is that how we interpret it?
是不是我们有的时候就会带着自己的意思这么来解听?
No, he went up so that you will definitely succeed.
不是的, 主耶稣之所以升上天, 马上走了,
he went up
是确保你可以成功,
so that he can pour out the Holy Spirit on you.
所以因为他先要走, 圣灵才能来, 圣灵在你身上,
and verse 20, does it say, and so the disciple went home and had dinner.
那二十节有没有说, 所以门徒就开始回家了, 吃了晚饭。
Because that's what the modern church is like.
因为这个就是真的世上的教会就是这样的。
When the master say go,
当主人说, 去,
we go home and have a barbecue.
然后我们就回家去吃烧烤。
We go home and sort out other things.
我们就回家去做自己的事情。
We do everything apart from go.
我们只要不去, 怎么都行, 什么都可以做。
Did you say, Amen? What did the disciples do?
所以这些门徒做了什么呢?
What did the early church do?
那这些早期的教会的门徒都做什么?
And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through accompanying signs. And what did it say there? Amen.
然后二十节, 说到门徒出去到处传福音，主和他同工，借着伴随的神迹证实他所传的道。 Amen.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we have been given a gift.
我们都有恩赐，弟兄姊妹们。
We are called into the army.
我们也是军队中的一位。
Our lives meant to be deliverers.
我们的生命应该是释放的生命。
We meant to deliver people.
也可以释放他人的生命。
And it's still time to do so.
我们现在还是正在进行时,
还要继续。 That is the purpose of why we're still here.
这是为什么我们仍然在地上的原因。
To deliver.
是为了释放。
But when we go,
当我们走的时候,
we should be encouraged.
我们应该有勇气。
And not living in fear.
而不是带着惧怕。
Fear of this and fear of that.
不要怕这怕那。
If you are preaching the gospel right,
如果你传的福音是正确的,
the reaction should only be two types of reaction.
那只会有两种反应。
The person listen to you, don't care.
要么呢，就是这个人他听你讲，然后呢觉得嗯没什么兴趣。
Or more commonly, the person listen to you and say you better get out of here, otherwise I'll smack you.
还有一种呢
，kill you，
就是特别敌对的，说你赶快跟我家出出去。
They swear at you, they
curse you. 然后他会对你说脏话，然后还要威胁你要杀死你，什么都有。
If you get that kind of reaction, you are preaching the gospel well.
如果你要是有这样子的反应的话，那你是传真福音了。
But if their reaction is really, that sounds really good.
如果有人他们的反应是，嗯，你讲的真好听。
Oh, I'm looking forward to come to church with you.
Oh, wow, 你讲的真好，这么好吗？那我就马上跟教会跟你来。
If you get that kind of reaction, then you are preaching the wrong gospel.
如果你觉得这个人这么好传的话，那你可能讲的那个福音可能有问题。
Amen. The gospel is offensive.
因为这个福音是会冒犯到人的。
If you preach it right,
如果你讲的正确的话
the right reaction is one of hostility.
所以有一种特别的反应，就是他们会有敌对的心态。
Not one of agreement.
绝对不是说啊，特别同意你所说。
That's why people will fight against you before they become a Christian.
所以很多人他们在要相信你成为基督徒之前，总会跟你有一个征战。
Your job is to sow the seed and then run away.
所以你的工作呢，就是先放个种子，赶紧跑。
Because you can say to that person, what happens if today, right, when you die, where will you go?
你可以跟那个人说，你要是今天就死了，你会明天到哪里去？
Will the reaction be, oh, can I come to church with you?
你觉得他们的反应会是，嗯，那我今天就跟你去教会。
It'll be so nice to come to find out.
啊，我是很想来教会呀，因为我可以知道从你们教会知
道。No, people will say, how dare you tell me to die today? How dare you say this to me?
那个人他们的反应都是，你竟然敢诅咒我今天死，你怎么敢这么对我说话？
But when they go home,
当他们回家之后
when they go to sleep,
当他们开始睡觉的时候
the seed has been sown.
有一个种子放进他们身上了
Yes, what happens if I really die tonight?
他们开始思想哎，真的哟如果我要今天就死了会怎么样呢
And then weeks later,
然后一个星期以后
As the seeds begin to grow,
这个种子开始在里面慢慢长大
They meet you again.
他就又跟你见面了
I say, oh, can I come to church with you?
然后那个人就开始嗯我今天想跟你去教会
That's how the gospel works
福音经常都是这样工作的
When people hear it the first time
当人听到第一次的时候
They will shout at you
他们都会向你叫
Because we were born to fear
因为我们都是带着惧怕的心
Oh,
这样子带大的
I better not in case I get rejected
很多人都说我要小心我要小心要不然我被拒绝的话怎么办
But when you bind that fear,
但是如果你把这个惧怕捆绑起来
you can tell the gospel without running away.
你可以大胆的有勇气的把这个福音说给人听
Sow the gospel first.
先把这个种子撒下去
And then run away.
然后再跑
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Lord, you called us into the deliverance ministry.
主啊你把我们叫到了这个释放的事工里面
We are here to set the captives free.
我们在这里来做一个释放的事工
I pray, O God, that you use every one of us.
主啊你使用我们当中的每一位
In these coming days,
在我们剩下的时间里面
that we will pray for the lost.
我们会继续为
That we will seek out the captives.
让我们被未路的都释放
And Father, we will use our gifts.
主啊我们会使用我们的恩赐
To win them to Christ.
来赢得为你来赢得这些人
Help me to sow the gospel.
主啊，你来帮助我们来种你的福音种子。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
Refresh the anointing on my life.
在我生命中的恩膏，你再次的更新。
And help me to be obedient.
让我来成为一个顺服之人。
Help me to talk to people.
让我可以真的去跟人说话。
To counsel people.
去对人辅导。
To invite people for dinner.
请人到家里来。
To go and be friends with them.
也成为他人的朋友。
In order to set them free.
为的是让被掳的得释放。
Father, I am so grateful for those who set me free.
主啊，我们感谢那些也以前这样如此做
I just want
来让我们得释放的。
You all to suspend this one moment.
我们想让你
to thank the Lord for the person who told you the gospel.Who set you free.
我想让你们花几分钟时间来默想那曾经给你传福音的
continue,
曾经释放你的人
bless that person.
在你祷告继续祷告之前你来祝福那个曾经传福音过给你的人
For they took the courage,
因为他们有这样子的勇气
suffered the hostility from you.
在 就算你的心很敌对，他仍然有勇气。
In order to preach the gospel to you.
为的是来到你这里，把这个福音的种子撒给你。
And today you are saved.
今天你得救了。
Because somebody.
因为有这样的人。
Overcame that fear.
他自己战胜了自己的惧怕。
And told you the love of God.
来告诉了你关乎神的爱。
So Father, I pray for that person.
所以主啊，我们今天为这个人祷告。
I thank you for that person.
我们为着你的原因，我们谢谢这个人。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
So Lord, I ask you, God, to raise up our gifts.
主啊，你来继续来搅动我们里面的恩赐。
Help us, O God, to preach the gospel.
让我们来继续来为你传福音。
To set the captives free.
是让那被掳的得释放。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We are deliverers.
我们是释放者。
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Royal Rose, up your hands now.
我们举起我们的双手。
And let the Holy Spirit refresh you.
圣灵来再次更新你。
Once again, Holy Spirit, touch every heart.
主啊，圣灵啊，来触摸每颗心。
Remove every barrier.
拿走所有的界限。
That seeks to hinder us.
你来阻止我们的界限。
Remove every fear.
拿走所有的惧怕。
The fear of men.
惧怕人。
Help us to trust you.
让我们来信靠你。
Help us to obey.
让我们来顺服你。
We go in Jesus' name.
我们去，主啊。
Father, we pray.
我们今天祷告。
And we pray.
我们这样的祷告。
And we pray.
我们还是这样的祷告。
And then we go.
然后我们去。
And then we go again.
然后我们再去。
Again and again.
一次、两次、三次的再去。
Father, we it's a privilege to serve you.
父啊，是多大的荣幸，我们可以侍奉你。
It is a privilege to serve you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
是这么大的荣幸和特权，可以来侍奉你。
It is a privilege to be your vessel, Holy Spirit.
是我们大的这么大的荣幸，成为你的器皿。
Holy Spirit, have your way.
圣灵啊，你来得着我们。
Come upon your people now.
来到你的人身上来。
We are ready.
我们准备好了。
For a fresh touch of your anointing.
让你来用更新的恩膏来充满我们。
Anoint us again.
来再次恩膏我们。
To set the captives free.
让我们能够让被掳的人得释放。
Use every person here.
用我们当中的每一位。
To set the captives free.
让被掳的得释放。
Beginning with their own home.
先从家里开始。
We set our loved ones free.
让我们所爱之人得释放。
We will bind the fear.
我们来捆绑这样的惧怕。
We will preach the gospel.
我们会把福音给家人。
And all the way.
还有。
Until we see you come again.
一直这样做，直到我们
看到你再来。Father, we are afraid of nothing.
主啊，我们什么也不怕。
We are not afraid.
我们不怕。
Because you are with us.
因为你和我们同在。
You love us.
你爱我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Hallelujah. Just receive.
让我们来接受、领受。
More in Jesus' name.
更多、更多的。
Let His anointing come on me.
更多、更多的恩膏来我身上。
More, Lord.
更多主啊
Stir up our gifts
主啊你来搅动我们里面的恩赐
Stir up our gifts
搅动我们的恩赐
Set the captives free
让我们让被掳的得释放
Jesus name
奉耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen
Please be seated
大家请坐
If you need prayer come forward
如果需要祷告的请上前来
Hallelujah See you